This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How they're using the hatred of Trump to then get people to accept stuff that's unbelievable. I meant to play this a few days ago, but we'll play it. Start of the next segment. Caitlin Bennett went out and got people to literally wipe their asses in public saying they were punishing Trump. And again, that's the mind control of the left. It's so crazy. But you were getting Michael Graves into the fact that the battle lines are being drawn and the other shoe is dropping.
Yeah. Everybody knows what's coming. We're just waiting for it to happen. It's a redundant thing here on this broadcast that's brought up that Antifa is going to be used as cannon fodder. There's going to be false flags run against them. There's going to be some sort of violent action that then is intended to create a counteraction to set up conservatives, to set us up, is to give this what we're facing here.
And that's why they keep saying Alex Jones's illegal station raided, people arrested. There was no station, no one was arrested, just didn't happen. Or Alex Jones has child porn, or Alex Jones loses lawsuits. None of it's real, but they're just getting everybody used to, like last week, arrest Alex Jones, jury tampering. They do it to Trump, so when it really happens, people don't care because they already heard it over and over again.
Right, and what we were talking about was that why the Epstein thing is so important, because everybody knows it, everybody feels it. You can feel it in the air, and we know it's about to happen any day now. I just read an article before I came on air again where you said. Everybody has come after InfoWars. Everybody's come after Trump, and you kept on saying that if you don't stand up and fight for you and fight for InfoWars, that they're going to come for everybody else. There was an article of CNN going after Hannity and Tucker Carlson, where their names, and it says right-wing media fingerprints are all over the depositions and the impeachment. And InfoWars is mentioned in that article as well. I think it was from Brian Stelter. It's an opinion piece.
Oh, yeah, they're going after everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we have to stand up. The coup against Trump, I believe, is the most important thing to focus on right now.
I agree.
Because it's right in your face, and you've got half the country, half the politically aware part of the country that's behind the president.
Is there any way to get through to these leftist zombies? Because more and more they're adopting the satanic operating system. Like used to, even a few years ago, the average leftist just was an idiot, thought everybody was really a racist. Now they go, I just want to kill babies. That's you. That's America. I mean, they've really, like, taken on something.
Alex, I don't think that there's a way to get through to most of them. There's no way, because they are so far gone that, again, it's like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will continue to speak to you. God will continue to reach out to you until your heart is so hardened that you can no longer hear it. It's not that God or the Holy Spirit is trying to convict your heart. It's that you can't hear it. These people
can't hear it. It's true. And then when God stops because you're gone, you fall completely to it. That's why I've seen people overnight turn into evil, and then they're literally mentally ill and just hurt themselves and others after. It's like they literally are taken over by a kill switch.
Well, look at abortion. You know, it was 30 years ago. It was considered a crime against the child to kill the baby. Now you've got leftists celebrating their abortions.
I have hours of video of feminist groups and mainline shows going, they are babies, and we like cutting them up slowly. Those little bastards will never have a life, and I feel good stealing it from them. It makes me powerful. I mean, we've got the video. I played it, and people see this and start crying. This is on CNN. This is on Netflix. And, I mean, as a man, I feel guilty that I'm not getting in the car and going and protecting those babies, but these devil worshippers are everywhere.
Imagine 30 years from now what it'll be like with live children post-birth.
Well, you heard the governor. We keep them comfortable.
Right, comfortable.
Well, they line up all the bidders for their organs. The mom doesn't know where the baby go. Oh, you just opened baby go. Baby's over in this little area, and they're waiting, getting all the orders in, and they're creating a whole medical tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. We are running the Everything Must Go super sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products, like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beats, oh, my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon. All right, riding shotgun with us is Michael Graves, former frontman of the Misfits, and a damn good one. And we've got Matt Bracken coming up, Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers.org is here with us. I got a few calls I'm going to pop in as well. You've been holding patiently on the Supreme Court big ruling against the Second Amendment because of the blackmailing things going on. This is very serious, folks. You can feel it. You can see it. People that think, well, we've got Trump. We're all invincible. That is smoking the dope. We are in one hell of a fight. I know our audience knows that because you're activists and we love you. But you had a great question for Michael during the break. You were saying paralleling things. Repeat that.
Right. We saw the whole spirit cooking thing come out during the election. How's that tie in with what you see in the music industry with all the symbolism of Satan worshiping?
Well, kids think that sort of thing is cool. Right. And well, then the question is posed, well, why do young people especially gravitate to that sort of thing? Why do they think that that's cool? And it's because of the breakdown in the family, the breakdown in religion. When you take that, when you take God, when you take Jesus out of the equation, right? What we feel, what I feel in my life is the manifestation of the victory of Christ. And that feels good. And that is powerful because it's, because Christ beat evil. When you take that away and you're not born with it, your soul, these young people who I see every night, I talk to them every night, a lot of them, they have pain in their eyes. Their souls are wounded. 89% of UK Gen Xers, they feel their lives are meaningless. 2018.
Oh, the depression, the suicide's all off the chart.
Number one cause of death worldwide, 50-year peaks in suicide. On and on, this increase in exorcism, the manifestation of it is everywhere. So when you take that away, there's this longing for something. They want it. Young people, they want it.
And again, under this demonic system, I've talked to the top psychiatrists involved with all the serial killers are devil worshippers. You never see it on the news, but they admit that's what's happening. They only feel alive when they're doing something bad. They're sad. They're depressed. They're scared, except when they're killing and hurting people. So that's the next level of the bondage, is you become a total slave that has to go out and do these horrible things. That's in the criminology.
So where do they go for this to fill that void? They look out across the landscape of entertainment. They look out through the landscape of music, and the feedback and what comes back to them, what resonates with them, is what the people that they're looking up to and they feel is what they need to be to have a fulfilled life. And there it all is yeah. All of these people that are championing all of the moral depravity that we see across the spectrum, across the landscape.
And they're setting up, this happens in every culture when it collapses, a system where if you're in the inner priesthood, you get to hurt children and women. Virgins, it means innocence. Every culture falls to this force that wants the blood of innocence. And every ancient culture believed they were talking to off-world entities from the stars that were giving them mathematics, you know, things like that, if they would do bad things. But the coin of the realm was to burn children, to rape children, to kill children. Now, that's a fact. That's what humans do. It's not normal. It's not natural, but it manifests historically, Stuart.
You're right. Look at the cartels. You know, they went down that spiral of 10 years ago. They would not hurt children. Now, it's all about raping women and children and selling them into sex slavery and torturing them to death. So that's the path they go down. And it reminds me of Aleister Crowley, right? Do as thou wilt. That's the whole point. Is just do as you want to. It's all about whatever you want to do, and it's not about being moral.
Yeah, let's be clear. Massive taboo in Latin America and any old world culture that comes out of Spain. You don't touch women and children.
Right. Mm.
And now it's all about what will you do to women and children.
Yep. Want to be a real hard ass? If you're the hard ass, you torture women and children. That's how you're really a tough guy.
Aleister Crowley just took an amalgamation of all different things that are satanic and Luciferian, and just kind of made a mishmash of everything. There's some people say, "Oh, Aleister Crowley, you know, it says in there in the tenets of satanic church that
all it's all deception to make it sound nice to get you in."
Right, that's the truth. One we talk about solutions. One of the solutions that I would like to propose is that we need to, in the music and art culture community, punk rock, wherever, there needs to be an intellectual side of things. And we need to start with Genesis. When God made his covenant with Abram, he said the iniquity of the Amorites is still not complete. So then you have to pose the question, well, who was he talking about? What was he talking about? Who were the Amorites? And then when you move forward through history and you figure that out, and Leo Zagami is just...
Well, that's the thing is, you have to read it. It's all coded. There were people, God was just saying there's only one group of people that haven't been totally turned over to evil so far, was trying to protect that. Exactly. It was all sorts of stuff going on.
All of these people, the Amorites, were worshiping the same gods, the same beings, whether it be Moloch or Baal or Dagon,
all wanted little kids.
They all wanted little kids. And it's very telling. And again, Leo Zagami came on this show and told the audience about the statue that has been placed in the middle of
oh yeah, guys, roll the footage of the founder of that we rolled the other day when he was on, the founder of fascism who literally created Benito Mussolini, who then helped create Hitler, literally had real satanic rituals and made the first silent film with this model of Moloch showing the sacrifice of children. Just go to YouTube and type in silent film Moloch child sacrifice. It'll come right up. And there it is. And then Hitler came out of that. I mean, it's just crazy. Hmm. Want to comment, Stuart? Pretty heavy stuff.
It is. But you know, this is the fight we're in. Like you said, you have to realize there's a spiritual element to this, and there's a battle of good and evil, and we have to just man up to it. We got to be the crusaders.
Well, how are they going to deal with this, though? Because they teach, oh, there is no God. We're just machines. There's no free will, but they've got a will. Do as thou wilt to dominate us is the whole of the law. And then they're just everywhere saying, we have a God. It's the post-human world. We got to save the planet from humans. But they're actually overriding it with genetic engineering and killing the planet. And you find out they're these totally selfish, evil people. Whether people believe in a physical devil or not, these people running world government are super dangerous and bad. And their operating system is Satanism. I mean, you cannot make this up.
Communism and socialism is a counterfeit of Christianity. I said this yesterday on the program, that communism and socialism starts with the premise that man is flawed, and these systems and the institutions that they are trying to implement in our country and across the world is to fix the flaw in man and set up this utopia, this kingdom here on earth. But what believers believe is that man is flawed no matter what. We came into this world flawed, and the only way to fix that is through the grace of God and through accepting Jesus Christ and what.
But God's free will, so we don't get the transmission, and it's a. Right. They prove that DNA is electrochemical and receives and transmits. So again, the other dimensions are just as real as this. They've proven it mathematically, and so this transmission is being sent in, but you don't get it unless you want it. The devil's going to hit you with his transmission, whether you want it or not. He's going to rape your ass.
He's the father of lies, and so you have all these people say, "Ah, that's just not true, Alex." that's not true. All these different dimensions and this is where it's at.
But the globalists are all obsessed with it. And Elon Musk said, yeah, I was led into the top billionaires. They all believe there's other dimensions and these entities that want to get rid of humans are running it. And now Elon Musk, clearly, whether it was for it or against it before, he's given into it now. Now he says, starting next year, brain chips for your kids.
Like you said, Marxism is their religion. It's like Marx is their version of Jesus. Of course, radical Islam doesn't buy into that. It's Allah. It's Muhammad. But they'll use that. For the Marxists, that's why it's hard to talk to them, because that's their religion. You're questioning their fundamental belief structure.
You talked about the 2 minutes of, hey, we come back, I want to hit that in a few calls. You guys got to come back in. I'm glad you were in Texas. What are you doing in Texas?
I'm taking a breather before I go back out to the next Trump rally. We're going to be there in Bossier, Louisiana.
All right. Well, I hear you guys have been there when Caitlin gets beat up. She's not with you. So, yes, you need to talk to Caitlin Bennett anytime you're out there. We can't afford the security for our reporters. So thank you for doing that.
You bet. I'd be happy to help her.
All right. Michael Graves is here. Stuart Rhodes is here. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Only way those sites and live feeds get out is when you share them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other, until I kiss you.
Official MichaelGraves.com. So, again, I've told my wife many times, I mean, I love the rawness of the original Misfits, but you guys did just, I mean, overall, a lot better music.
Yeah, that album was after I left. That's Jerry doing that, but we were a great band. And
it's all good stuff. Where do people find all your work? Is it OfficialMichaelGraves.com?
OfficialMichaelGraves.com, yep.
Now, expanding on where we were going with all this, what do you think we should do about it?
I think we should continue to do exactly what we're doing. The time to be scared and to be fearful of the repercussions of standing up and saying something, appearing on programs like this, is over. We have reached the point of no return. You just look across the landscape of all the things that we see happening. From the pedophile stuff, from the drag queen story hours, the attack on our institutions, the whole attack on everything that.
And let's be clear, it's people say, why do we obsess on this? You can't turn on a children's show. You can't go to a movie. You can't open it
everywhere.
This is what the establishment believes. This is their religion, and they're just capturing everything and hammering everyone with it. You were getting into Aleister Crowley research during the break.
Yeah, he founded Thelema, which is the underpinnings of the Church of Satan. And his writings on Thelema, like you said before, is a mishmash of all the other stuff, all the occultist things. But that was the basis for the modern Church of Satan.
And he reportedly sacrificed his own son.
Is that right?
Yeah, his son died on the side of, a mountaintop in Spain with him.
So you look at Aleister Crowley as kind of the font of the modern, I guess you could call it the radical left or the globalist philosophical and religious beliefs that come right from Crowley.
Fully entrenched in the music and entertainment industry, I know firsthand that people that worked for MTV News, for example, one of which who now runs the music department of Kickstarter, openly says, "Hail Satan!" It's out in the open. I think that it's. We can't as well forget the energy part of this is very, very important. We were talking about what Epstein was doing and trying to gather and keep all of this sex magic, they call it, and keep it alive. They were trying to gather it and keep it alive to manipulate it to then obviously put it out and continuing it through our world for it to do its work. And that's why our work here and what I'm trying to do coming on here and talking about Jesus and saying the word Jesus and talking about God and spirituality is very important to push
back. Because the enemy is getting their direction and their power and their impetus. It's what triggers them to go out and do this. And it's very, very real. And you're absolutely right. that people say, how did you know Epstein was involved in eugenics? Because he ran stuff for Bill and Melinda Gates. He ran these organizations. That's what they do, ladies and gentlemen. That's who runs this system. Why would they do such evil things? Because they're working for the god of this world who can give them all the money and all the power, and so they're just pawns. You see a Bill Gates? That little evil elf, he's just a pawn. You see these people, they are pawns. They have turned themselves over to it. I mean, take Mark Dice. I can tell the story because he's told it on air. Out of the inside baseball, because I was involved with a big reality TV show that didn't make us pledge Satan for the show, but you know, the show got bad topics, so we got off the show. And I quit going out to L.A. over 10 years ago on a routine basis. And Mark Dice had this show with a big, quote, rock star, family, a name. You sat around the dinner table, people would know the name. And it wasn't that person doing it. When they got there with the lead producer, they said, Mark, there's just one last thing. I need you to pledge yourself to Lucifer. We follow Lucifer here, and that's what we do. And it wasn't to freak him out because, Mark's a Christian. It was literally, we just need you to pledge yourself to the devil to get lined up with the energy. And Mark said, I'm not going to do it. They said, well, you're not getting the show. So that's what goes on. That's why Bob Dylan at least tells people he made a deal with the devil, and then and everything followed. And people say, oh, that's great. I'll go do that. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Dylan didn't get his talent from the devil. The devil just greased the skids in the world. It's like this wireless internet of that these entities are real that are controlling. And so because they can jump between dimensions, and the devil isn't omnipresent but understands how systems work, it's like AI, it can give you all this power, but at the cost of your soul. But because you can't see your soul and can't see the other stuff that's around you, even though it's been proven it's all there, mathematically and with spectrometers and the rest of it, people then sell everything thinking that they're not selling anything at all. And then you don't even really get anything. You become a slave and have to do all these horrible things, or the devil comes after you. Because once the devil's got you, man, let me tell you, these people are tortured that serve Satan.
Yes, definitely. You know, something Michael talked about earlier, what's the allure to the average kid listening to a punk rock band or a rock band? You know, it's power. It's feeling that they've got something bigger than themselves. And Christianity has, I think, in some ways failed to provide that. There's not enough of a connection to what this really is. And men in particular, I think, in a lot of ways, are misguided by modern culture into thinking that to be a real man, it means to go out there and just be promiscuous and
you're right.
Do all of these, and just,
you're right.
And not, look at the culture in rap music, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The same way in punk rock too, probably, right?
100%. You're absolutely right. And again, why I believe sometimes God sends misfits, Alex, and here I am. And when I speak to young people and I have the wonderful opportunity, I've been meeting a lot of men my age who have children, and I talk about the emasculation of Christ, where in pop culture, Christ is the lion and the lamb, and unfortunately, we see a lot more of the lamb than we do the lion, where Christ is this great leader of an army that's doing battle, and it's very important to get that back and say that it's okay to be this way, and that we have to bring that masculinity back.
I totally agree.
Young men how to be and how to live.
We should do a whole broadcast just on this, because the spirit of the world knows how to trigger things that God already gave us. We feel this energy and this power, and the devil tricks people and goes, oh, that's the devil. No, ladies and gentlemen, these Satanists have no idea the real power of God and creation and what God's given us. They can't even imagine it. And so people need to call out to God, not the devil. Matt Bracken's taken over. We'll get into the coup against the president, the horrible ruling against the Second Amendment, and more. Then the war rooms come up with Owen Schroyer, Firepower, with Will Johnson, Tom Papert, and more. I want to thank both Michael Graves, and I want to thank, of course, our good friend Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers for being here. God bless you all.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building, and you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Matt Bracken for the rest of the hour. And I'm going to be into one topic specifically for the next half hour, the rest of the hour. And the topic is Eric Ciaramella, and why this guy is so important. And why there's such a battle over preserving his anonymity. In my opinion, Ciaramella is like the linchpin that would pull apart the entire deep state coup, pull apart the entire Biden-Ukraine graft corruption conspiracy. That's why they've got to keep him secret no matter what. Now, people will say, but on the internet, we've been naming this guy for weeks now. You know, the story's been out in on the internet for weeks. This is another aspect of the Eric Ciaramella secrecy flap that's going on. The aspect is, does it really matter what's on the internet as long as it's not on mainstream television news? It can be all over the internet, but if it's not on ABC, CNN, NBC, CBS, and including Fox News, not even on Fox News, they're still embargoing his name on Fox News, which is really amazing. For the last few weeks, Sean Hannity and others have been chomping at the bit to name the guy. So obviously it's coming down from the top floors of Fox News that the guy can't be named. And why this is significant is naming this guy would be like firing a battleship broadside at the deep state. So for Fox, as we know, people like Paul Ryan are now on the board at Fox. They're holding fire. It's related to the fact that Inspector Horowitz's IG report, it keeps getting delayed. It should have been out months ago, but it's not. Where is it? They're allowing the Democrats to front load the impeachment hearings starting tomorrow while holding back the big guns that would be defending Trump. So they're in essence attempting to leave Trump out there without any defenses, without any weapons, so that Schiff and the Democrat run impeachment inquiry, which will be televised, can get off the first broadsides. This is sort of a battle to checkmate. You know, one team might feel like they've got more players, but if half of your chess pieces are actually traitors and won't move, you know, the king can tell the rook, please move down the board and take that bishop. But if the rook says, screw you, I'm not moving, or the rook moves in another direction, well, then the king is really hamstrung. So even from a weaker position that the Democrats have, they can do massive damage because starting tomorrow morning, they're going to be on network television, all network television, 24/7. And, you know, wall to wall, gavel to gavel, it is going to consume the country. Now, I'm not saying that this means that, you know, we're doomed. There's a lot of really great stuff that I think can happen. It's a very strong move that Jim Jordan was put on the Intel committee just for the hearings. I saw about an hour or two ago a little segment where Schiff came out with the rules for the hearings. You can tell he's very worried. Under no circumstances may Eric Ciaramella be named. Nobody may even ask about him. And there are other things that seem a little bit more esoteric but are very significant. The Republican committee members may not grant their time to other committee members. That is, the weak sisters on the Intel committee can't just say, I'd give my time to Jim Jordan, so that Jordan can just keep hammering and hammering and hammering, you know, like Tom Brady going down the field in the fourth quarter. They want to make it so that on every down, there'll have to be a different quarterback. You know, so this is strictly a move to try to attempt to stymie the strongest players on the Republican Intel team, which would be Jim Jordan in this kind of a close quarters debate. So what do I think is going to happen tomorrow? Since the Republicans are not going to be able to call any witnesses, and they've been told that you can't name or even try to identify Ciaramella, there's another way of doing it, which is to draw a picture of a guy by outlining him. You can't say Eric Ciaramella, but what you can say is, you know, were you on the National Security Council with a CIA person who has since left? And then watch Schiff, you know, try to gavel it to a close and keep doing that. Were you on the airplane with Vice President Biden going to Ukraine in this month of 2016 with a National Security Council member from the CIA? And then watch Schiff go crazy. Because the fact is, Ciaramella was not only a National Security Council staffer, He was a John Brennan acolyte. He was a rising star put into this position because he's a true believer like John Brennan. He's an Arabist, you know, like a very Islamic sympathizing person going back to his college days in Yale. And he's an Arab linguist, very Arab sympathetic. And like Brennan, you know, I would just call him a communist. So Brennan has placed him in important places. He was a special assistant to Obama himself. He was a special assistant to Biden for all things Ukraine. He kind of reminds me of Peter Strzok. He's one of these people whose responsibility goes way beyond his pay grade. You know, one of these rising stars. Sometimes the older generals, the older senior executive service grade guys, the SES guys, they're kind of running out of steam. They're still power mad. They're still, you know, lusting for power, but they're running out of steam. So when they find a guy who's like that hot young first round draft pick quarterback, they want to put him in the game and kind of draft off of his energy. So a guy like Eric Ciaramella becomes literally like a Peter Strzok, but still hidden. Now, when Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were chatting with each other, texting with each other, they were mentioning somebody named Charlie, who was their man in the White House. You know, should we go back to Charlie, or is Charlie ready to break this story? Well, it's a logical deduction that their man Charlie in the White House is Eric Ciaramella, which is interesting because the first three letters of his name is CIA. I mean, you can't make that up, but it's pronounced like Charlie Ciaramella. So in the like loose kind of lover code between Strzok and Page, they refer to their man Charlie in the White House. So we know that Strzok was not only an FBI special agent or a senior SES guy, special assistant or whatever he was, a very high-level headquarters guy, especially for his age. Not only that, he was working directly with Brennan in the small group, the interagency group. So there's a little clique put together by John Brennan that includes State Department, FBI, CIA, and news media, like these you know, totally discredited scoundrels like Ignatius at the Washington Post, Isikoff, Devlin Barrett. These are stooges, Stasi stooges that pose as reporters, but they work directly to leak for these deep state CIA operatives. And I call it all CIA now because clearly the FBI was working under Brennan. And a week before, I interviewed a white hat CIA guy, former chief of station, pretty high ranking operator, you know, actual on the ground CIA guy. He says Brennan is still running the CIA from outside. This is why he never lost his security clearance. So Gina Haspel and the next two or three below her are all Brennan people. You know, and of course the left will say, yeah, well, Trump nominated her. I mean, she's Trump's person. She's Trump's pick. But that's not really what happened. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to continue with this dissection of the coup.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
All right. I'm really glad to be on today because I feel like I can have a real impact. And I want to really thank Alex Jones for, you know, giving me this opportunity. And this doesn't come without a cost, and that means supporting the InfoWars store. This free program, I mean, there is a war on for your mind, literally, and we are the foot soldiers in this war. And at the end of this segment, I'm going to have some ideas about how every viewer, every info warrior can actually make a strong impact over the next few days. And some of these ideas, I hope other people already have. If not, maybe you'll be hearing them for the first time. But it's important that this message get transmitted and then the action plan at the end be carried out. Now, at the end of the last segment, I was talking about how people will say, well, look, you know, if Trump is having problems with the CIA, it's his own fault because he nominated Gina Haspel. But that's not really how it works. You have to understand, when Trump came in, there was like a cordon put around him. Everybody, all of the legit players in Washington were warned, if you work for Trump, you're dead. Your career is dead. You'll never get a job anywhere, not in academia, not with corporate boards. You'll be a pariah. So they put this like a dead zone around Trump, made it very, very hard for him to recruit top caliber people. So when people were suggested as being, you know, a good player, like a Rod Rosenstein, he's like, okay, he sounds good to me, or a Gina Haspel. Why not? She comes highly recommended, and you know, these high players, high-ranking players are telling me she's good, so I'll nominate her. And importantly, he's told, oh, she'll have no problem getting through Senate confirmation. And that's all because they wanted her there. So to say that Gina Haspel is Trump's choice is really not telling the true story. That's how they get these deep state operatives to continue to surround him. In the news just recently, the last couple days, is Rex Tillerson and General Kelly also working against Trump. And in the past, we've seen many others. And, of course, at a lower level, this Colonel Vindman, Eric Ciaramella, these are all plants that are actively working against Trump. And he's been having some success weeding them out, but it's taken 3 years. He's lost most of his term just trying to fight this octopus. So he's like been surrounded by a love octopus. You know, people, all the tentacles of this octopus come in acting like they're his friend, that they're on his side. And he has to unweave and untangle and chop off these octopus arms one at a time to try to find people that he can trust. And he's having some success, but there is a race right now because the first salvos are going to be fired tomorrow with a wall-to-wall national television audience. Meanwhile, at the State or Department of Justice and FBI, they're holding up IG Horowitz's report, and that's like keeping your battleship out of the battle. So Trump's about to take a broadside tomorrow, and the conservative Republican guns are spiking their own guns to not get in the fight to help him. It's pretty discouraging. But there's another way also of looking at this. And this is, and I'm going to make a kind of an interesting war comparison. Now, if you've seen the movie or read any of the history, the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, in December of 1944, when the Allies were finally having some good success getting into Belgium, had taken most of France on the way to Germany, instead of husbanding their resources, the Nazis husbanding their resources for a defensive, you know, step-by-step backwards movement like they had done in Russia, they put together a massive offensive. It was like a last-ditch play, and it was an attempt to break through, cut the Allies in half, and get all the way to Antwerp and the Belgian ports. That was like a desperation play. Now, if you were in Bastogne in December of 1944, it would have looked like the whole world had come down on you. You know, all of these German armored divisions coming at you. But in fact, they had no fuel. When they ran out of gas, the offensive died right where the tanks ran out of fuel. And that's the situation today that the Democrats find themselves in. So doing the Ukraine gate, starting with Eric Ciaramella as the whistleblower, to me is like the German Battle of the Bulge. It's literally burning their networks for one last victory. You know, they had kept these guys secret all along. The fact, you know, not only the high-ranking people like, you know, the Tillersons and the Kellys and the Haspels, but they had way more people at a lower level in the White House, like Colonel Vindman, Eric Ciaramella, the others that went from NSC over to Schiff's committee, Intel committee. And what they've done, in effect, by using Ciaramella as the whistleblower, was expose their network. They've burned their network. It can't be used again. This is a do-or-die play in the impeachment inquiry. So if this doesn't work, then they've got nothing left, and their network will be exposed. So the thing to do now is to assist the Freedom Caucus brave guys on the Intel Committee, the Jim Jordans. We have to assist them on the outside by completely blowing up the secrecy around Eric Ciaramella. This is going to make Schiff look like an idiot, because inside the committee, Jim Jordan and the others will be doing everything they can to throw darts all around the portrait of Eric Ciaramella without actually naming him. And outside, there's going to be a lot of street theater. And I hope that some of the, you know, our best info warriors, I trust, are going to be up there. And actually getting the name Eric Ciaramella on the cameras where the network can't avoid it. I saw at the LSU-Alabama game, they were ABC, CBS, doesn't matter, reporter was asking some MAGA hat wearers why they still liked Trump. And somebody stuck right in there, Epstein didn't kill himself. That's what we need to do with the name of Eric Ciaramella. You know, Epstein's important, but he's dead. But Eric Ciaramella is very much a player, and they're trying to keep him secret while they're launching all their broadsides at Trump in this bogus inquiry. We need to keep the Eric Ciaramella story going. And if you're up in Washington, if you get anywhere around a network TV camera, the name Eric Ciaramella is the whistleblower. That's got to be something that they have to keep cutting away from. It's gonna make the Democrats inside the committee, that would be Schiff, he'll be batting down all of the Republicans that are trying to draw a picture of Ciaramella without naming him. And outside on the street, the networks are going to have to keep swerving their cameras away from big signs saying Eric Ciaramella is the whistleblower. I mean, the guy worked for John Brennan. He worked for Susan Rice. It's believed he was on the airplane with Joe Biden when they're flying over to Ukraine doing all of their dirty dealings with the money going to Hunter Biden. I mean, he is not a nobody. And the fact that they're trying to hide him tells me it's really important. On Sunday, Howie Kurtz has a show called Media Buzz, like Sunday morning. It's a so-so show. Molly Hemingway from The Federalist was on. And so was a guy named, on the panel, a guy named Felipe Reyes, who was a Hillary Clinton senior State Department advisor. He's a real pasty, weaselly, middle-aged soy boy type of guy. And Molly Hemingway, in the discussion, the segment was actually about should the whistleblower be named. Molly Hemingway said, I don't know why we're even having this discussion. His name's been all over the Internet for weeks. And she said, Real Clear Politics has put his, you know, says he's Eric Ciaramella. Well, Howie Kurtz and Felipe Reyes, they looked like they had strokes. And they couldn't believe it. Felipe Reyes said, that might be the first time that the name has been mentioned on Fox News. He didn't say a name, he said the name. So it's a big joke in a sense, because at the network level, they all know who Eric Ciaramella is. That's why I'm making these memes, you know, about the Voldemort or the Soviet disappearing, you know, that guy next to Stalin that disappears. It's super important that we just push the name Eric Ciaramella in front of every network camera, and there's going to be cameras everywhere around Washington tomorrow. Yeah, if you want a good laugh, try to find that Media Buzz show from Sunday. It's been scrubbed from the Internet just about completely. But, the media, the network cameras are going to be out in force all week, and we need to just have signs, buttons, you know, shout it, so that the media has to look like the Soviet media trying to shut down the news. Anyway, thanks for being with me. I think that's all the time I've got today, and I'll see you then.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.